Any other problems connected with travel?
Yes, I had one problem, not really connected to diabetes, but we had friends in Mexico, and we'd been to Mexico several times, and one of the times we went, I picked up a viral infection, which caused me to get admitted to a UK hospital. Effectively, I had an attack on all my bodily joints, and after 3 days back here, I couldn't walk. The disease was never diagnosed, but it was a subject for interest. It was a teaching hospital again, except it was Selly Oak in Birmingham. So I had a lot of visits from students again, but at least they weren't taking blood tests all the time. But, I believe what I had was dengue fever, but it wasn't diagnosed. But I made several phone calls to London School of Tropical Medicine and found out more and more about it. And also, I happened to see a television program on dengue fever, and all the symptoms were exactly the same, taking a year to recover and being mosquito-borne. That bore out the circumstances I was in. There were plenty of mosquitoes. So, it was an unpleasant experience, but it obviously affected my diabetes. The fact that when you're admitted to hospital with diabetes, you have to look after your own condition effectively, although they do look after it, but I prefer to look after my own.
How does that work then? They look after it, but you prefer to look after your own?
Well, I work on a system where I vary the amount of insulin I inject depending what my blood sugar is. No medical personnel in the hospital could do that as well as I feel I can, because I've done it for a long time. So I always injected my own insulin and tested my own blood sugar. Although it's just probably the way things are done normally in a hospital, but obviously, if you're not capable of doing it, I wasn't that mobile. I wasn't mobile at all in the first few days, but the first few weeks I wasn't mobile. It's easier to do everything yourself. But, they brought round the correct carbohydrate meals and everything else, so it worked out very well.
Now, we've talked a lot about the health crises in your life, you look very well. In general, would you say you're a healthy person?
Yes, I'm extremely healthy. I always pride myself. I never go to the doctors, but that's not anything to be proud of. Although, when I was unemployed, after my redundancy, I went to the doctors quite a lot because they were there. And I started going, they kept on pestering me to go to a diabetic clinic locally. And when I went, she said, "I don't know why you've come, you're a type 1. Diabetic. We only have type 2 diabetics here." But I wanted to have a blood test and all sorts of things. Around that time, it was found I had a high cholesterol level in my blood, which had really set me off. Well, not that high, but enough to do so, have to do something about it. Up until that time of being made redundant, I've had no blood pressure or cholesterol problems, and they both came very soon after each other. Although I still claim I haven't got high blood pressure. I've just put it onto a high blood pressure system because it was better for my health. So, yeah,